Are ranch economics affected by sage-grouse conservation efforts? David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. How greater sage-grouse conservation practices have affected ranch economics across six states is being studied by a University of Wyoming research team. The group in the Department of Ecosystem Science and Management will draw input from local ranchers across Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington, said John Tanaka, professor and associate director of the Wyoming Agricultural Experiment Station. Studies show that fragmented habitat is the primary cause of sage-grouse population decline. One way landowners can help maintain continuous sagebrush habitat for the bird is through the service's Voluntary Grassland Reserve Program. This program limits future development of private rangeland using conservation easements. Landowners still retain grazing rights to the land. Here's Wade Brown, an easement specialist with NRCS. I asked him what landowners had to do to qualify for this program.
There'll be a grazing plan written for your ranch, and that grazing plan will identify specific areas where maybe you can't hay in the fall or hay during the summer, basically to protect sage-grouse habitat. So there's some specific things there that you can and can't do within that easement. That easement will stipulate things that you can and can't do, and they're stipulated through that grazing plan.
The Wyoming team will develop cow-calf ranch enterprise budgets for use in models to estimate the economic impacts of different conservation practices on ranches.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.